Arkansas weather can be, well, unpredictable at times, from devastating floods and high-speed tornadoes to unpredictable snowstorms and extreme heat. Even a simple thunderstorm can have a disastrous outcome. That's what one Northeast Arkansas church found out this summer.
We received a lot of outpouring of help from the community. Of course, we're allowing the insurance company to do its thing, and we feel confident in that coverage. But
that's Reverend Moffitt. He pastors the First Baptist Church in Pocahontas. Early Sunday morning on June 24th, Northeast Arkansas was hit with a pretty strong thunderstorm. As the storm marched through Pocahontas, members at the church were just wrapping up Sunday school. That's when the unthinkable happened.
One of them went through our roof and landed in our balcony, damaging one of our pews. And so we're very thankful that no one was seated yet, because it would have seriously injured someone had they been sitting there.
The centuries-old three-story church building has a bell tower with four large stone slabs on each corner. The storm caused some slabs to fall out of place and crash through the roof of the church. Of course, there was damage to their roof and the balcony, but Moffitt said it also did a little more.
Some of the other pieces went in where our youth group meets, and did some very serious damage to our roof. And also, we're still trying to figure out all the damage that was done to our elevator, electric system, phone network, and that type of thing.
Another section came through into the hallway in front of the elevators.
Pam Russell is the secretary for First Baptist Church.
On the third floor, there were people in a classroom right next to where it came through, and they were, you can imagine, all just very startled.
Russell said that the slabs made three huge man-sized holes in the roof of the building. She said it even created a big dent in the floor. Russell says she's thankful that the timing of the incident didn't become deadly.
It was a miracle that no one got hurt, because had it been just a few minutes later when people were in the, there was a lady, I don't know who it was, but there was a lady that said, "That's the pew I always sit on." And had the concrete come down while people were sitting there, you know, they estimate, some of the men that moved the piece of concrete estimated that it weighed 200 to 300 pounds. So there would have been loss of life.
First Baptist is no stranger to natural disasters, especially with their church being located in Pocahontas, as Moffitt recalls.
It's a little over a year ago that we went through another historic flood in our community, and we're always reminded in Pocahontas of how quickly everyone can come together and work together whenever we go through difficult times. So we're thankful to be a part of this town.
The Black River, which runs through the city, experienced a levee breach in 2017. Waters from the river consumed a huge portion of the city, resulting in Northeast Arkansas's worst flooding disaster in history. Also, the current church, Russell said, is not their first church.
There was a fire with the old building, and so I believe this, when they rebuilt, I believe it was like in the 50s that this building was built.
According to the church's history on their website, their original building, which stood strong between 1900 and 1948, experienced a fire. However, construction was already underway when the old church burnt down. Their new church opened in the fall of the following year, which is the one they use today. For now, the church is working on rebuilding efforts to repair what was damaged by the brick incident. Moffitt said since it happened, the church has received a lot of support from the community.
Everyone has very kind to reach out to me personally, and also to our deacons and our leadership to see if we needed any help. But thankfully, everything's been able to be taken care of.
Russell took a moment to find a silver lining to what could have been a dark storm cloud.
I'm very thankful that God had his hand on us, because, you know, it would have been, although it's not pleasant, it would have been, you know, unspeakable had there been loss of life. So I'm very thankful that God's hand was on us in that direction.
Moffitt said anyone who would like to help the church can go to their website, fbcpocahontas.com, for contact information. In Jonesboro, I'm Brandon Tabor, KASU News.